Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about it is your love for your work that will drive you to success in the construction industry. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or give me a call at 817-733-3799. Here we go on to podcast. Success and business are hard to come, and especially when you do not like to do the work or comply to do it for the money, it will not last for long. Again, you know, you should not do anything for the money. You should do it for the heart, the relationships, the quality. You know, down the road, it will come, you know, if you're looking to get money. But build the rapport. There will be a time sooner or later when you will run out of patience and you'll start doing errors. Those errors will undoubtedly cost you a lot and perhaps may also cost you the company. Therefore, one should not indulge in a business that he or she is getting involved for monetary benefits only. There should definitely be more to it, or else it will turn out to be a big failure in the long run. So before you take the decision and getting into the business, there should be a few questions that you should ask to yourself, and only if you get a very clear answer for them that you should venture out. Number one, do you really want to get into business? You know, that's a big question there. You know, if you like the particular kind of work and you need not to open a business for that. The construction industry is a pretty vast industry. You have different genders of work that you can get into. So if it is crucial for you to know if you really want to start a business of your own or simply get employed to a big construction company and fulfill your dream job. While you get into a business, you should also need to be ready for a lot of hardships, and only if you're ready to face them that you should take the move, or else you can still work in the construction industry or company if you do not attach to the gender of the work and you love it for the core of your heart. You know, just make sure you get something done. Next, are you ready to sacrifice your short-term happiness? In construction business, you have to come across a lot of hardships for which you need to devote your time and energy to deal with. While you do that, you are unable to give time to your families, friends, and most importantly, to yourself. This business will demand you to compromise a bit in your happiness, and this is when your love for the work will play a crucial role. You will really feel that you should be a part of the business, then it will automatically drive you to work for extended hours, or else you will feel frustrated and give it up. You know, don't give up on that, you know, your dream that you got. Always work hard. And lastly, your love for the work will keep your passion alive. To achieve success in any form of work, and not necessarily only in the business, one should be passionate about what he or she is doing. Always be passionate about your love of your work. The construction sector always wants you to be passionate about your work, and this will ultimately yield results to you. Lack of passion will be of no use, and you will find losing your interest from your work. This will also affect your productivity, and if you are the boss of your business, then it would definitely have a negative impact on you. Stay positive, people. Stay positive. Be positive every day. You know, even if you have a bad day, try to turn it around and be positive. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle. 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.